Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man, with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this Wednesday, April the 3rd, 2024, 13 minutes past the hour, 39 degrees and mostly sunny skies here in the Marion area. Talking about Eclipse and the big event, Hall of Fame, Friday night, 10 p.m., Peacock Network. I'll be there. And now I can say The Rock will be on that show as well. Thunderbolt Patterson, the whole kit and caboodle. Phone lines are open. 740-751-4038. Remember to come out to our big Eclipse event on Monday, 1 to 5 p.m. at Steak and Shake here in Marion. We're going to have a lot of fun, giveaways, music. Mary Ellen will be there. Thunderbolt Patterson will be there, fresh off the Hall of Fame. Should be a fun event. Monday, 1 to 5 p.m. at Steak and Shake here in Marion. Again, phone lines are open here this morning. 740-751-4038. Now, I'm going to tell a little story about this speech that I'm supposed to give on Friday night. Now, somebody, I think I've told this, but did I don't know if I've said it on the air or not, but I'm going to say it now. So last week, this became a topic of conversation with somebody who I was talking with, and they said, now make sure you're high energy. Because this is WWE, so you got to be high energy. Now, is that really something you should say to somebody a week out from giving a speech like that? Now, as if I'm going to go out there in front of 21,000 people half dead, and I explain to the person that I'm not wrestling a match. I'm giving a Hall of Fame induction. You know, it's a little different. And I do believe that this is bigger than Cooperstown, the Baseball Hall of Fame. I believe this is bigger than Canton, the Football Hall of Fame, because they just don't draw these type of crowds to those events for whatever reason. And so here we go, off and running on Friday night, 10 p.m. on the Peacock. Hope you watch it. But do you think that you should tell somebody to be high energy or non-high energy prior to a speech that they're giving? Critical speech advice from somebody. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. If there's anything on your mind, give me a buzz. And I'll continue to pack today, which, as I said in hour number one of my least favorite things to do. Packing, getting ready for a trip. It's just, I don't know. You always think you're going to forget something. And usually you do. You get there and you're, oh, I forgot such and such. It never turns into be as big a deal as you think it's going to be, but you do usually forget something. Now, where are we here? Well, you know, I don't know if the eclipse is going to be anything or not on Monday. My guess yesterday was 10,000 people. Because, you know, I believe these meteorologists and news people are a little off on these numbers. But I do believe the hotels in Marion will be full. So if the hotels are full, I think you could have an influx. And I think you could have an influx of people driving in from Columbus. I think that could be an influx. So there are things that could cause an influx of people into Marion on Monday. I just don't think it's going to be the number and the push that some people might have you believe. I think that's really the big difference. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, I want to add a little bit in this second segment. Do you think, and not just regarding the size of towns where the other Hall of Famers and stuff come from all over the world, really, you even say that, but I think Pittsburgh is quite a big place for you to be attending to do that. Man, look at the history there, and look at Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I mean, what bigger place are you going to get to do that and have the opportunity to go down there? And the point I'm getting at, the ones you're introducing into radio, they're going to be around one of these days when you probably are into a Hall of Fame of some in the broadcasting, which there is, isn't there, Scott?
Well, there is a Broadcasting Hall of Fame.
Okay, and just look at everything that they're going to have to say about you, they all have their ups and downs and everything, but isn't that pretty interesting that a tradition could go on and on and on like that, and you would be part of it in your so-called elder days, you know, that if you do stay with broadcasting and stuff, and people saying that, I didn't quite get that quote there, I didn't hook into me because I didn't care about that. You had to be high energy or something like that?
Yeah, they told me I needed to be high energy.
You know what? You're full octane, you're a high octane all the time you perform on the radio and in person or any place, because I've seen you all around. So I do admit to myself that you're highly qualified broadcasting, and as far as an individual, we all got our ups and downs in that thing part of it, but all around guy and stuff, you do a wonderful job. That's my opinion, and I listen to them all over the country, you know, just because I know you and personally be in a studio with you. That's one thing I can say. I've personally been in a studio with you and the others in your people that's affiliated with you in the broadcasting system. And when you do that, you find out what it's really like. It sounds good over the radio and might look good on the TV, but you in front of a crowd, it's a lot different ball game, and you handle it real well. Congratulations on you that, Scott.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, it's interesting. I was talking last night, we had a long conversation, Thunderbolt and I, and one of the things we did talk about was the fact that Philadelphia is where this country started. That's where the Constitution was signed. That's where the Liberty Bell is. It's about 20 minutes from where we're staying. And, you know, there is something to the Hall of Fame happening in that particular city.
Correct, and I'll tell you another little thing I wanted to, I'm glad you prepared me for saying this. I had the honor of meeting a Thunderbolt out to the fair. I know it was inside. You remember that particular day? It was a hot old day.
I remember that day well. That was 2018, and it was a scorcher.
And tell me, and I can remember, and I just hear a talk, just lose her name right off there, but the other one, her husband was a teacher and stuff, she was out there. She was on your show, too.
Marge.
Yeah, absolutely, Marge. That's the word I want to get. But I sat right there, and I just didn't stand there and talk to Thunderbolt a couple minutes. You was talking to someone else and this and that. I forget who was all there for sure, but Marge was there. And I'll go back to her in a minute. But Thunderbolt, I sat down there and talked to him. And it's a lot different when you just maybe shake his hand or something like that, or hear him talk solo or anything like that. But you sit down and talk to him, and you look him in the face, and you shake a person's hand, and you're sitting beside him, and you're not rushed or not just going through a bunch of people shaking hands at that particular time. That was very interesting, and now I've got a meeting in my mind that I know him. You know, it's different somebody getting awards or something and you don't know them, but to shake their hand and to talk to them and not be rushed through a line or something, that's really meaningful. So anybody that wants to meet somebody like that, and he's been around a long time, he's in his 80s, so he's taken a lot of knocks on them mats and turnbuckles, hasn't he?
He certainly has. And I always say, for people who call wrestling fake, meet a guy like Thunderbolt and look at the knees and the arms and the elbows. It stiffens you out.
Yeah, and even if it is not real college or high school wrestling in that sense of humor, but there is showmanship in the sport there at some time. Now, I can go back to some names. They got to be passed away, Scott, because when I was a little kid, I don't know when, maybe you can find the facts and let the audience know, myself know. When was the actual TV appearance of wrestling on TV? Can you get that off the top of your head?
Yeah.
Maybe that'll come out in the introduction and stuff.
Well, it's interesting because wrestling really hit its stride on television in the early 1950s, and Thunderbolt debuted. Now, this just tells you his career debuted in 1964, so it hadn't even been 15 years since the start on television.
Yeah, and those wrestlers there, and I know some of the names they had, oh my goodness, pile drivers and all kinds of names for all the holds and the head scissors and the hammer lock, and oh man, that would be a show in itself, and just if you had a rundown on that on a piece of paper someday and just run down of all the holds that's in wrestling. I think there's a lot of things in sports, but wrestling probably would hold the record in a sport competition, that all those holds would be. You can take tennis, the backhand, and then this and that. You can take football, the this and that. But in the names of that, wouldn't you say that they had a vocabulary of a lot of really, and I mean they're really laughable, and their names that stuck with the young generation. I mean, me as a kid, 10 years old, getting you in a headlock. You knew how to get them in a headlock.
I do. You know what's interesting about the whole thing is you talk about the wrestling fan, and I think that's why they draw the crowds that they do, and I think that's why their Hall of Fame draws 21,000 people, where Cooperstown and Canton don't draw that, because there's something about the wrestling fan that they are determined.
Oh, they are, and buddy, they stand up for it. And if you say it's fake, I'm telling you, you would never, ever in the rest of their life, because I had a mother-in-law, and you've ever said that, you got to fight on your hands immediately right then. they uphold them, buddy. They uphold their fans. But some of the other sports figures, I mean, I'm not anything, but I think wrestling, and I'm not doing this just for attention or anything, but I think wrestling is, the names hold on and hold on and hold on way back, and generation after generation, they remember them just like your kids. I bet you some of them names go back that they'd say, well, I don't know that. Well, they're really young. They're 22, but I don't know when wrestling kind of got away. There's another question I wanted to ask, and I'm going to get off of here. But when did it kind of disappear from television?
Well, what basically happened was wrestling was big on broadcast television through the early 1980s, but then it transitioned into cable because cable was willing to put more of it on. And to this day, if you look at the cable television ratings, it's got higher ratings than football, than hockey, than any other sport. And unless there's some big playoff thing, the number one shows on cable television consistently 52 weeks a year are wrestling.
Yeah. Well, that would be a thing for the thing out there, the shake and bake. He'd be there, and people want to just shake a man's hand that's been there, and his age group, that makes a difference. And I'll sign off with this. I walked through the hallway there, and the pictures of memorabilia and Carol's family and clear back to her ancestries and mine, we done that in our home, and just to remember. I just looked there at a sign, a placard, I should say. It's from, let me just walk there, and I'll just look at that and give you the reading on that for sure. And I thought, well, we had a little discussion about things about older people, which Thunderbolt is in there. It says here, take it off the phone tack here. It says here, honoring certificate, older Ohioans, partners in the community, presented to Richard Woods, Marion County Senior Citizen Day, May 15th, 1979, and it's got here 93 years.
John Quaintance. I remember him.
Well, I was just wondering, we go back to a little bit of politics there. Do they still honor it? Now, here's a picture that this is above. There's Carol's grandfather. Richard Woods lived to be 101, and Carol cut his hair ever since she was 13 years old to the day he died. And here they got a certificate, and it's hanging in our home, and I think that's a honorary certificate. I wonder if they still put them down. And that's just for the Senior Citizen Day, in which we still got Senior Citizen Day and a facility where they go out to it. Isn't that great that that's tradition went on for a long time?
I do. I like that we honor the senior citizens. And they used to call that award something, and I can't remember what they call it. But, boy, I always like to see who won that award, because I think we should recognize our seniors, because they paved the way for all of us.
Well, that was just a certificate. I wondered if Marion, city and county, still remember the people. And him getting this at 93 and him living to 101. And the senior building is still out there, you know. And I don't know how long that became a senior citizen. But I thought we went out there at that facility several years ago and stuff, so it was a pretty good thing to have. And you know what he did? He worked. He come up out in county, and he lived with his daughter, with Carol's mother, and she took care of him and his wife, and Carol did too. And Richard walked from Peace Avenue out to the Huber Company and worked there for years and years. Now, I said walk in a factory back in those days and come back home and never rode a bike or never done that walk. And I think that's quite an achievement to say about people and stuff, that they don't get the recognition, but I thought this honorary certificate hangs in our home of my wife's grandfather doing that. So I just thought I'd just spill a little bit of history and a little bit of Thunderbolt, his age group, and being in Marion, Ohio, and you could shake his hand. And the award that you give, introducing him for the award he's getting into the Hall of Fame. Thank you very much, Scott.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Bye-bye. Yeah, I am very big into honoring people who came before us. I think that's very, very important, whether they're here or not. I think that had they not been here, I don't know that we would necessarily have been here. You got to have people who pave the way. And, it is very interesting to be able to take Matt and Carrington on a trip like this, because they're at the beginning of their careers, whatever they will be. Who knows where they'll be in 20 or 30 years? You never really know. But if you're waiting on me to go in the Hall of Fame, that's going to be a long wait. They'll be waiting a long time for that one. I don't think I'm leaving broadcasting anytime soon, but I don't know about me in the Hall of Fame. They've got to have better people than that to put in the Hall of Fame. But we do have a Broadcasters Hall of Fame, and there are a couple people from Marion in the Broadcasters Hall of Fame. I inducted Madge Cooper into the Broadcasters Hall of Fame back in 2007, something like that. It was in that area. That was a lot of fun. I enjoyed that. I think I had high energy that night, if I remember right. I was a little younger in 2007, but I think I had high energy that night. And Charlie Evers is in the Broadcasters Hall of Fame, I believe. And so there you go. That's the way it should be. So 740-751-4038. The phone lines are open here. If you have anything you'd like to say, give us a buzz. 740-751-4038. And I think, ceremonies like this are important. Only 6 people go in the Hall of Fame every year. That's a rather small number when you think of everybody who's participated in these fields. I think it's great. So 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
I was just got off the phone with Mel Brooks.
Oh!
Mel Brooks told me to tell you it's better to have high energy and high anxiety.
Now, isn't it interesting? Somebody would come up to you 8 days before you're about to give this speech and say, now make sure you have high energy.
Well, hey, get some Red Bull. I hear it gives you wings. Ask them if they'll supply you with some Red Bull.
You know, I've always thought that when you're giving a speech, especially like this, now, I assume that Thunderbolt will have high energy because, I mean, he's being inducted. But I think the person who does the inducting, I think you just set the scene. I don't think you should try to overshadow the person with energy.
Well, you don't want somebody coming out there and saying, good evening, I'm happy to be here, I think Thunderbolt deserves it. You don't want somebody coming out there like that.
No, you don't want somebody half dead. But
I would hope that since they've asked you to be there, that they already know your presence. They already know how you project yourself and everything else. You've essentially been cast, so I wouldn't worry about it. You know?
No, I think I know they know what they're getting because they are aware of me. I don't know how that became a thing, but God bless them. They are aware, and I think we haven't had a conversation like this and probably never will, but I think one of the reasons this was done, Thunderbolt obviously wanted me to do it, but I think one of the reasons they okayed it, because certainly they would have had veto power, I think one of the reasons they did was because I'm not a wrestler, I'm not from the wrestling world, I'm from the broadcast world, and those interviews with Bill Cosby and Helen Thomas and Ted Williams that got national attention through the Associated Press and also winning an Associated Press award, it kind of gives the Hall of Fame credibility outside of just wrestling people inducting wrestlers. So, and also having a personal relationship with Thunderbolt. So I think that's probably what did it.
You know, that reminds me of something. You know, it's all entertainment. Has the Television Academy, whatever, has any of these wrestling things been brought up for Emmy Awards?
You know, I don't know. It's interesting. The production certainly is worthy. If you happen to see the production on Friday or see it somewhere on YouTube, the production is fantastic. I mean, it does make Cooperstown and Canton's Hall of Fame inductions look like they're operating in a garage. I mean, they really do it up.
So it'd be interesting to find out. It seems as though that it's broadcast stuff just like anything else. You ought to ask him when you're there, has WWE or any wrestling franchise that puts on these shows and things and that, what's his name, McMahon?
Yeah.
Whatever his first name is.
Vince,
yeah. I always want to say Ed McMahon. Has he ever been up for an Emmy Award for the production of all of this stuff, you know?
You know, I would, and I'm not sure, but I would guess the answer is no, and I'll tell you why. I think it has to do with, for some reason, entertainment in general it's much like the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl is a gigantic production and a first-rate production. Whether you like the halftime show or not, it's a great production. And I don't think it's ever won any kind of award. And I think the reason is because...
Well, the Super Bowl, you know, you got two things there. You've got the halftime show versus... Now, the production of... I know sporting events have won Emmy Awards, because Rune Arledge, when he was running ABC, they got numerous awards like Wide World of Sports,
right,
as a magazine show.
And
but then some of the other events, and I think even some of the Olympics got Emmys.
Right, and I think that's the difference, though. I think that something like Wide World of Sports, which they considered a magazine show, they could put that in a magazine category, news and information. I think the problem with things like the Super Bowl and WrestleMania and the World Series would fall into this category. I think the problem is that they have a hard time finding a category for that because I don't think they want to consider it entertainment, even though it is. I don't think they want to consider it. It's not a magazine. It's not news and information. I think it's hard to categorize it. For a long time, they had this trouble with reality shows. When reality shows became a thing, well, where do you put that? You can't. It's not a comedy show. It's not a drama show. It's not news and information.
Whoa! Not a drama.
Imagine. I know. With The Bachelor, gosh, that's drama.
They're all dramas. Anytime you're pitting people against people, you got drama.
But eventually they had to create a category because there were so many of them.
I got a call. I got to run. Nope. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. All right. Again, phone lines remain open. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. I think that's probably part of that, why they don't win awards for their productions. I think it's just hard to categorize them. You know, you can say, well, that's a comedy series, that's a drama series, that's a news and information program, but what is a Hall of Fame? It's a good production, but I don't know is it a special event? I don't know. 740-751-4038. Phone lines are open. 39 minutes past the hour, April the 3rd, 2024. 40 degrees, mostly cloudy skies here in the Marion area. And again, just a word to the wise, make right decisions in your life, or the best decisions you can possibly make at that time. You can choose, you know what, and there's nothing wrong with choosing to lead a normal, typical life. I mean, my life is normal and typical for the most part, but these special events that come up are just, you know, I was trying to explain this to, I think it was Carrington the other night I was having this conversation with. And I said, you know, here's the thing. Whatever life you lead, if you're happy, you're happy, good for you. But the difference here is, this is something that I am looking forward to and I will look back on as a very happy event for the rest of my life. Most people's lives have events that are very typical. Marriages, even though marriages aren't so typical because some people do those over and over and over and over again. You knew I was going to slip it in. I mean, we just can't help it some mornings. But a lot of people get married. A lot of people have kids. Not that it's easy, but a lot of people have kids. A lot of people go on vacation. It's things that few people get to do that I think stick out in your mind as unique. And, you know, I think those are the decisions that I tried to make that allowed me to be where I am. And I think certain people in your life, good or bad, just did not fit in those holes. And I'm completely confident with Matt and Carrington because I think they are at a point now where they do have the acumen and the wherewithal to be able to pull this off. So I'm not worried at all. I think we'll come back with quite a bit of good material. You know, I guess you can either sit on the bench or you can get in the game. So it's time to get in the game. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And then Monday we can all, you know, I've heard so much about this eclipse, not just about the people coming in, but boy, people think it's the end of the world. I don't know what's supposed to happen Monday that's going to cause the end of the world. I mean, we had a solar eclipse back in 2017. It's not like it hasn't happened before. It just is coming through our particular area. I don't know. Are people just supposed to go nuts during the solar eclipse, this four-minute period at 3:11 in the afternoon on Monday. Heaven forbid it rains. I don't know what you're going to do if it rains. I think I might, you know, I'll have a tuxedo from Friday night. I might just put my tuxedo on for the eclipse and just be all dressed up for this once-in-a-lifetime event in Marion, Ohio. Boy, I bet President Harding's just, he's probably just about ready to sit up out of the grave and come on over and watch this solar eclipse on Monday. Again, phone lines are open 43 minutes past the hour here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. We would enjoy hearing from you. And don't forget, Thunderbolt Patterson will be coming back to Marion the following week after the Hall of Fame. So we're all looking forward to that, that the place he chose to go right after the Hall of Fame is right here in Marion. So he will be a part of the Eclipse event Monday, 1 to 5 p.m. at Steak and Shake. And then I'm sure he'll be on the radio with us that week, next week. So that'll be a lot of fun. Thunderbolt's a good guy and a lot of fun, and I'm sure he'll have stories to tell from the Hall of Fame, as will the rest of us, coming out of this big weekend, which is upon us, starting tomorrow night. You know something else I'm looking forward to? Is tomorrow night, there's a big get-together in the hotel, I guess you'd call it the hotel bar, I guess, where all the old wrestlers and the current wrestlers and the production people and the behind the stage, everybody gets together and kind of just has a little mingling there tomorrow night. So that is a lot of fun because that's very casual and don't have to leave the hotel and you can just kind of hang out with everybody and don't have to worry about all the stuff that's going on. So that'll be a lot of fun tomorrow night. Tomorrow night. Can you imagine that? Tomorrow night. That'll all be going on. This is how close we are to this event at this particular point. Is this high energy enough for the Hall of Fame on Friday night, the way I'm talking now? Is this an energy level of about a 7? You know, as long as I hit a 7, I'll be okay. 40 degrees, mostly cloudy skies here in Marion, 45 minutes past the hour. And, of course, the phone lines are open, as they always are here. Hopefully, the kind of the town square of the air is how I think of what we do here. 740-751-4038. Give us a buzz if there is anything on your mind. We can talk about it. And it doesn't have to be about the eclipse or the big events coming up this weekend. We can talk about anything. You got any more interest in what's going on with City Hall? Anything going on in the county? Anything going on construction-wise in the area that is of interest to you? If there's something of interest to you, it's of interest to me. Give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. We would love to hear from you. That is for sure. And here we are, waiting to hear from you. Other than these things, right now, I don't know that a whole lot's going on. I'm sure there's stuff going on in people's life. Doesn't look to be, well, the March Madness will wrap up on, when does the March Madness wrap up? Wraps up on Monday? Oh, yeah, Eclipse Day. We'll find out who's the winner of the March Madness event. Have not heard from Sarah. I hope Sarah's doing well. I don't know what happened to her. I know she was having some phone trouble there for a while. Hope Sarah's doing well and hope to hear from her soon. Same thing with Judy. I hope Judy's still out there. I know she hasn't called in a while, but I know that a lot of that, well, she sent us a letter at the station and she sent us some clippings, so I think she's still paying attention. So I hope Judy's still out there doing her thing amongst our other regulars, which it's always good to hear from. Do want to remind everybody again, Friday morning, this program will emanate from Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love, where the Constitution was signed, 8:15 until 10 a.m. on Friday morning. K Carrington, Matt, Thunderbolt, I believe we'll all be on that program. That should be a lot of fun, the morning of the Hall of Fame. Then Pastor Craig and Sean will round out the day on Friday, and there'll be no Friday night show this week because obviously we will be in Philadelphia at the Hall of Fame, which you can watch on the Peacock starting at 10 p.m. that night. And Monday morning, there will be no live show because I will be coming back from Philadelphia, but I will be at the Eclipse event on Monday, 1 to 5 p.m. So there's all kinds of stuff going on, all kinds of things. Just, you know, I'm going to have to get a date book or a secretary or something to keep track of all this stuff. Get me from point A to point B at this particular point as we go through all this. Go ahead, caller.
I guess it's my anniversary on the airwaves, but I was up to your new studio, and Pastor Craig was talking there. I thought it was just about time he was quitting, and he said he might. And he might not have a guest and bob back and forth. So I thought, thank God, maybe I'd be intruding. So I went in the door there with the ramp, the wheelchair ramp, and I went up there. And I'm trying to find your suite. But, well, I know who your sweetie is, but, Scott, I give him a downtown map of downtown Marion, and it shows all the things that I don't know if he had announced it on the radio or not, but... I'm just going to tell you that I was in your studio broadcasting system, and I didn't see very much of it. I just stuck my head in the door, but it's got the logo right on this brochure inside Love Your City, and that's some of the topics you've been talking about and like to keep on talking about, I understand. And I just thought I'd present that to... the pastor, and if he's got it on his person or maybe left it in the a studio for the rest of the family of the broadcasting system to see, or have you seen a downtown map of Marion?
You know, I haven't, but I he may have left it there. I'll be there tonight, so I'll have to check that out.
Well, if not, well, I'll see that you get one personally, because I was up to Carol Jewelry's the other day, and I heard Lowell Thurston's name, but he was up there to one of the meetings there at the town meetings, and I just thought I was in there, and they had several of them in their facility, but I just thought I'd mention it, and it's a pretty nice thing. It tells all of the streets and everything in it that it's a good thing, so they're floating around Marion if people's interested in getting one, and I'd like to be able to... come back up someday when things quiet down, and I don't think they're going to quiet down till after the presidential election. Do you?
You know, I don't know. I'll tell you, it's a busy time. So, what did you think of the studio from what you saw?
Well, I was just on the outer of the hallway, Scott, and I come in that entrance. My goodness, I walked a mile clear up till I found the door, and there was a door, and I just rattled the doors, each one of them. See, and this little lady, elderly lady. I couldn't get in her door. It was full of stuff. And she said, can I help you? And I said, yes. I'm looking for the studio of WWGH. Oh, she said, just a minute. I'll get the door open where I can see you. She said, are you a solicitor? And I said, no, but I'm just a nice old man. So I said, I'm not going to offend you, and I'll stay out here, and I can talk through without seeing you, honey. But I'm just looking for the studio, so... She finally, boy, she was rattling stuff around. I mean, she would have never got out of that door in 5 minutes. But did you ever meet that little woman?
Oh, yes. Yes, I know exactly who you're talking about.
Oh, isn't she a delightful woman?
She's a delight. She's a wonderful lady.
And she emphasized right off to me, are you a solicitor? I said, no, ma'am. I said, but I want to see that studio. But I just stuck my head in because Pastor Craig had a guest speaker there, and so I did, but I looked him in the eye and I handed him that, but I don't know whether he appreciated me butting in on him, but I'll have to apologize on the air. Maybe it'll be a long time before I get eye-to-eye contact with the pastor like I have several times, but I kind of missed the other people are getting in and seeing it. But as far as the studio go, I was surprised. I thought you just went up that ramp and there'd be a door off to the left there, which had like a 114 suite. I thought you announced that on there, but I don't think it's got a suite emblem on your entranceway, does it?
No, and you know, I think that's, yeah, we're in the front of the building. So if you come in the ramp part of it, we're more toward the front. But it's, I think the reason they do that is because they don't number the suites. It's for what that woman, I think they've had a lot of soliciting in that building, and I think that they don't want people to do that. I think they just expect people know where things are. And, but I'll tell you, that woman, she, retirement's not in her vocabulary, I don't think.
Okay, and you know what, I'll just give you a little hint on my opinion of downtown area and stuff. Why not have stuff like this and love your city? You got to have a mission statement, don't you, when new people come into new offices all over the anything, whether it's religion or whether it's anything. And so they got a mission statement there. And then the people associated with Marion that participates and makes Marion grow, they got to add to their statement and stuff. So I don't see nothing wrong with that advertisement. Do you really?
No, the advertisement I think is fine, and I actually think the slogan is very nice. I think what people may
the money. It's interesting to listen to it. I enjoy listening to the pros and cons on that. Thank you, Scott.
Thank you. Yeah, it's an interesting thing. I think, I mean, certainly the slogan is not bad, and certainly having it on letterheads I don't think is a bad thing. I think that people seem to be a little frustrated with the money that it cost and who produced the logo and do they work for the city. I think that's what that's all about. But 55 minutes past the hour here. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. High energy here this morning on the program. Hall of Fame 48 hours away. 740-751-4038. What is on your mind? Oh, goodness gracious. From the Hall of Fame to the Eclipse to WrestleMania. You know, going to WrestleMania this weekend, that's going to be a thing in and of itself. 77,000 people in that stadium over 2 days. Goodness gravy. What an event that is. And as I said before, I think it's the wrestling fan that drives that. It's, you know, think about this. The WWE's going into Philadelphia this weekend. On Friday night, they're going to draw 21,000 people at the Wells Fargo Center. Saturday night, they're going to draw 77,000 people at the football field. And on Sunday night, they're going to draw 77,000 people at the football field. That's nearly 200,000 people over the course of 3 days in Philadelphia. What event draws 200,000 people to one city in the course of 3 days? Well, besides the Eclipse, because from what I hear, we're going to have about 10 million people here in Marion on Monday for the Eclipse. Yeah. I don't know. Who's counting these heads? Who's counting the heads? You know, somebody should have rented out the Coliseum. They've got 5,000 seats over there. Rent out the Coliseum and pack people in for the Eclipse. Open up the ceiling right before 3:11, and we'll all see the big eclipse. Get your eclipse glasses. 740-751-4038. That's what we're doing here. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
I got to have a good send-off for you, Scott. How many times have you been in the air in a commercial jet?
Not a whole lot.
Well, isn't it an exciting event to be? It can be cloudy here, and once in a while, once you take off the ground up there, the sun's shining. And so that's going to be a really interesting thing. Was that a highlight in your life? Really, it was in mine the first time I ever went in a commercial jet. I went in small planes, you know, for a long time around Marion here. But and then I questioned you about that if you was going out of Marion Airport. I thought, and I put, there probably is, if they would fly you you there, and then go up there the next day or the next couple of days and pick you up and bring you back. Was there any offers to you from Marion residents that got planes that can do that?
You know, nobody did. It's not that far. I mean, it's only in an hour and a half by air. You thought somebody would have jumped all over that. But
I don't know if the people are still around do that. I know if I was around at the time, I bet you I could have got you a ride. I know a guy that told me, he said, you want to go out to Saps or out there to that big motorcycle event? He said, going out there. I said, never been out there. And he said, well, he said, I'll fly you out there. But anyhow, I'll get off here, maybe the last minute conversation. Have a good one, Scott.
Hey, thank you. Bye-bye.
And don't forget, I'll still be on tomorrow morning. The flight does not leave till later in the day, so I will be on tomorrow morning, as will Linda Sims, as will Adam Lepp tomorrow. So I will be on tomorrow. And Friday, we will originate this program from Philadelphia, as I say, the city of brotherly love, the big Friday program from Philadelphia. Then Monday, the eclipse. What a series of events we've got coming up here. High energy, low energy, whatever you got. 59 minutes past the hour, April the 3rd, 2024, 39 degrees and cloudy skies here in Marion. I believe this third day of April is going to see another day of rain, as near as I can expect it. So I guess 3 days in April so far and 3 days of rain. April showers certainly are living up to their name. So I guess the best advice I've got in the last 30 seconds here today, make the right choices in life, and you will have a very happy life. If you keep making the wrong choices, your life might not be so great. Boy, aren't those words, that's inspirational, isn't it? Maybe I'll use that in the Hall of Fame. Make the right choices, life will be good. Keep making the wrong ones, and might be a little shoddy. For this day, this is the shoddy man himself, Scott Spears, heading for the dugout.
The place for guests like Dean of the White House Press Corps, Helen Thomas.
Helen, how do you deal with criticism? Because certainly 10 presidents, you've had your share of criticism. How do you deal with that?
Well, in the first place, you look at it and you see whether it's valid or not. And then you consider the source.
And then just
I just made up that answer.